Welcome to Rebrand Your Life, a podcast and community tailored for high achievers, professionals, and creatives. If you're overwhelmed, living on autopilot, paralyzed by the fear of where to go next, or desperately need a life overhaul, you are in the right place. Hi, I'm your host, Amber Plant. I'm a former corporate marketer turned intuitive business owner, trauma survivor, and your manifestation cheerleader. My purpose is to help you replace self-sabotage with self-compassion, encourage you to heal from the inside out, and supply you with the intuitive tools to create a life and career on your terms. Let's rebrand your life together. I am so happy you're here. Hey, you guys. Welcome to the podcast this week. So I am so excited to share this week's guest. Her name is Emily Werman, and we just had the most beautiful conversation today about what it means to have embodiment and be intimate with ourselves and with our partners. And this is hard for me to record because this is something that I have deeply struggled with the majority of my life. I never really understood what it meant to be intimate with not only myself, but with my partner. And I grew up in a very conservative religion, and there was a lot of messaging that was conveyed to me, especially as a woman, in regards to what intimacy should look like for me. There's so many things I could say, but I just want you to know that if you feel like you really struggle with connecting with yourself, and it's not just sexually, but intimately connecting with yourself, your intuition, your body, your soul, and your relationships, your partners, that you are not alone. And there is so much conditioning and, you know, messaging that we are taught as we grow up that being a certain way is wrong, and that the way that we operate and the way that we move throughout the world is wrong. But I'm here to tell you that if your intuition tells you the opposite, that you need to follow it. Because I felt like for over 30 years of my life, I just shut down a huge part of myself that I never knew that I had. And trusting myself intimately, learning to love and accept my body for what it does for me, and also what it can do for me in finding joy and connecting even deeper with my spouse, my husband. It is a beautiful thing. And when we release those shackles and those expectations, life will start to open up for you. I can tell you that with everything that I have, that is true. It's really just something that you have to explore and experience for yourself. If you give yourself permission to explore without judgment and just really feel things out, feel how they feel and what you like, what you don't like, and just really go on a journey on your own to find that, I promise you will just be so much more confident in yourself and what you want and where you're going. And even if you don't have a partner, Emily talks about in this episode how intimacy goes beyond just sex. And she's right that intimacy is in everything that we do. And a lot of us crave that intimacy with someone. We want someone to understand us and be a sounding board and be heard without judgment. And all of us are seeking relationships and people like that. But the hardest thing that Emily and I talk about is that intimacy that we crave, it starts with us. If you're struggling with this, if you feel like you're disconnected from yourself, you're disconnected from your partner, even if you don't have a partner, if you feel like you're disconnected from your sexuality, disconnected from your relationships, disconnected from your intuition, just know that if you give a little bit of space to it every single day and you actively choose to heal that part of yourself and to keep moving forward, I promise things will start to move and change. And so, gosh, I don't know why I'm so emotional, but it's because this is something that has been one of the biggest challenges in my life. I just want you to know that you are safe here and that these conversations need to be talked about. It goes far, far, far beyond culture and society and religious expectations and family, friends, expectations. It goes far beyond that. And I'm so excited to share more with you about what it means to be in embodiment and what it means to be intimate with yourself and the world around you. So now that I'm all sad and emotional, let's introduce Emily. So I am so honored to introduce Emily Werman. She is a radiant teacher of love, healing, and soul embodiment. Her journey began in the world of professional ballroom and Latin dance, where she spent over 20 years perfecting her talents. While professional dance outwardly appeared to embody intimacy and connection, Emily's world shifted when she realized that true intimacy went far deeper than surface-level performance. This awakening led her to explore the deeper layers of healing in body, mind, and spirit. Driven by a desire to transform her own life, Emily immersed herself in the study of embodied intimacy, medical medium protocols, nutrition, and spirituality. Through her personal journey and experimentation, she discovered powerful tools and lived experiences that she now shares with others, helping them reclaim an intimate relationship with their body, soul, and partner. Emily is a gifted teacher and coach whose presence and passion light up any room as she brings a unique blend of gifts to the field of mastery of love, holding space for both women and men on their healing journeys. Her work includes the Empowered Feminine, a live coaching container and community for women, private one-on-one mentorship, private couples mentorship, and a supportive community space. She is the embodiment of what she teaches, and I am deeply grateful for her gifts in holding space for others who need it. Here is Emily. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Rebrand Your Life podcast. I am so excited to have Emily Werman on the podcast. Welcome, Emily. How are you doing?
So good. Hi, Amber. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Well, Emily and I recently connected, and I am so excited to glean from her expertise and learn so much about what she is teaching in her business and also what your gifts are. I'm just so excited to have you on, so thank you for coming on.
Yay, thank you for having this beautiful podcast.
Oh, thank you. So I want to start out with a question that I will ask you, and this will kind of open the door for learning more about your life and your experience and how you've kind of gotten to where you are. So how did healing your body and spirit inspire your gift to teach embodied intimacy? As well as, can you explain what embodied intimacy means?
Yes, beautiful question to land us in. Beautiful question. I would like to start of the second half, actually, just to speak to what embodied intimacy is. It's very new to humanity at large to talk about embodiment. If you think about self-love, embodiment, intimacy even is a tricky word for a lot of people that are asking, what does this even mean? Intimacy, usually when people hear that, they just think sex right away. And that's not actually what we're speaking of straight up. And embodiment is a term that basically talks about the art of being in your body mindfully. And it seems very obvious because we all have bodies. We're all walking around in bodies. Aren't we all an embodied people? But actually, no. If you really think about the relationship that you have with your body and your emotions and your voice and movement in your body and how you live in your body, how you use your body, how mindful are you of what you're doing with your body and how you interact and relate to the world, that is the practice of embodiment. It is a somatic version of mindfulness practice. Mindfulness is a big word. People know, okay, mindfulness, I'm going to slow down and pay attention, going to be aware or quiet my thoughts, perhaps. And that's a really good place to start. And then being in your body, being aware of the sensations in your body, being in a friendly relationship with your body, and not evacuating your body when you get stressed, is the practice, the somatic practice of embodiment. So that's kind of a start of, it's one of those really basic things that we all need and we all come to it in different ways. Well, when we talk about intimacy, which is not straight up sex, although it could be, but intimacy is really the practice of being deeply present, first with yourself, and that inward journey with something deeper than just your ego or your identity, but the deep things, really present. And then the ability to be really present with others and really deeply connect with others that ideally is involved in perhaps physical interactions with a trusted partner, or even just emotionally or intellectually or with the world, with nature. How present and connected do you really feel? So that's the topic that we're going to speak to, is how do we live in our bodies in a friendly way?
I would love to hear a little bit about your journey from, I imagine you were not embodied, and what that process and healing journey looked like for you, because I also went through that process. And this is how I explain it, and I'm sure people can relate, is just living on autopilot. You just have your day set out for you, and you have your relationships that you've built over your lifetime, and you're just used to operating in a certain way. And for me, trauma is what knocked me off course, and the way that I was operating, just being busy and disconnected from myself and just really people pleasing, that is really what started the beginning to healing that part of myself and actually learning to be intimate with myself. And again, like you said, it's not just sexual. It is actually understanding what your body needs, what your mind needs. It just, there's so many layers of this I feel like we could talk about, but let's talk. I want to hear a little bit more about your journey.
Yes, I love that you said all of that. It's all spot on. And all the symptoms you talked about, the people pleasing, not being in your body, being on autopilot. Some people talk about overthinking a lot. These are all the, what we're really trained in by society. It's not our fault. We're never given intimacy education at all. Or embodiment education.
I almost think I didn't even have the words to understand what was wrong with me. I just kept being like, oh, do I have anxiety or do I have depression? Like, I just was trying to think of everything outside of myself when I was the problem the whole time.
It's an awakening, right? Learning intimacy is a total awakening. I had a blessing and a curse in the beginning part of my journey that led me to heal. And that was that I've always been a dancer. So I grew up dancing and I grew up being trained in classical music, which is a beautiful thing. I was still on autopilot and still not awake in many ways. And then I went into the career of ballroom and Latin dance professionally. So I was competitor with my husband and partner, and we traveled and competed, and we had students. We competed with students for about 7 years together. And being a dancer, you have to be incredibly self-body aware. So my body did incredible things that if you would have looked at me and you would have seen, I was partner dancing with a man. So it looks like, wow, she has got it together. She is sensual. She's emotional. She's confident looking, athletic. It looked on the outside, the epitome of intimacy. And when I first saw professional ballroom dancers, my jaw dropped. I thought, oh my God, these people are the greatest lovers that have ever lived.
Yeah.
They're like, they're it. I was so enchanted and I was seduced and I went into the industry and quickly realized that was not the case. That as I went in and the more I was trained, and of course I married my dance partner, the whole thing, and it was not near intimacy. It was performance. It is athletic. And dance is spiritual by nature. But there's so much that is toxic and never gets below the surface. And so teaching, my time in the dance industry, Amber, was like, I knew things were so off. I was like, what is here? I am struggling so much on the inside, but on the outside, it looks so good. And my students that would come to me, I'm like, there's something weird here. People have real trouble relating. I feel like a marriage counselor most of the time. There's so much underneath the surface of the dance world that I could sense, but I couldn't touch. And it was about 7 to 10 years into that career where I had a big awakening. I literally, actually, just full confession, I almost cheated on my husband. I was totally in denial of the fact my sexual life was super suppressed. It was bad. And I was in denial, just living like this is how life goes. Someone walked into my life and I just was like, whoa, what is happening here? And it just revealed how sick I was and how asleep and how in denial I was of really being connected to myself. So I leapt basically out of my life quickly. I'm not proud of it, but I was so, oh my God, I need a change. I need to heal. I don't understand what love is. I don't understand sex. I don't understand connection, intimacy, presence, healing. My body started falling apart. I started having all these chronic illnesses show up. It was the descent. It was the dark night of the soul. And that's been 10 years ago now. And so through that time, I really dove into the studies of intimacy, sexuality, nutrition, spirituality, the inner journey, going inward and putting the ego and all the masks started to come off and they were thick. So now in my work, then I have very recently actually just stepped officially away from the dance studio, although it's near and dear to my heart. And I've always been teaching through these years. But my real passion is helping women and couples to really meet themselves on the inside through all these different kinds of work in a fun way, in a deep way, and really transform themselves, or in alignment with your stuff, rebrand yourself. Because we all are due for a rebranding at some point or another in our life.
And you can rebrand your life as many times as you need to until you feel good, right?
Amen, sister. We will continue to, always.
Yeah.
Always.
I love everything that you said because It's so easy to hide behind success. And this is how I was in my career. My career was my identity, and yours was dance. It's like all I cared about was being successful in my job and caring about what my superiors thought, caring about what my coworkers thought. And it's friendships fell apart, and I was disconnected from my family. I could just go on for date and came home every night with anxiety and crying, and my husband's calling my boss. And at what point it worth it, right? And I just love what you said about just how on the surface everything looked perfect and put together. But it's like inside you're just completely falling apart, barely holding it together. And so I want to ask you a follow-up question. Why do you think men and women more specifically, struggle so much with intimacy?
Oh,
because during that time, intimacy with others and myself was bottom of the totem pole, last priority. And so I'd love to hear your perspective on that.
Yes, there's so many layers to this. Primarily, first and foremost, the entire society is not set up for any kind of intimacy development. There's literally no education, and we're not talking about sex education. And sex is really the same. We could have the same conversation about sex ed, and sex ed and intimacy ed really need to come together. And that's all about embodiment. We are not taught anything. We're not taught how to have deep conversations with another. We're not taught about conflict resolution. We're not taught emotional intelligence. We're not taught how to communicate our emotions. We're not taught those things, nor are we modeled anything usually that is grounded and mature. So when we're in an environment as children that's usually emotionally immature, or emotionally toxic, physically toxic, and spiritually toxic, then we learn that in order to stay connected to our caregivers, we have to ignore what we really feel and shape shift for them. We have to people please just to get our needs met and survive emotionally and physically and all the things. So we learn very little to whatever it is we really are feeling. We can't feel that. We just need to do whatever we need to. So we cope in that way. We've learned to adapt and cope very well. And we find things that help us feel like we're doing it, but we've lost ourselves so long ago.
Well, and it's because everybody else around us is doing it.
Of course.
It's just conditioned. But growing up, I just remember feeling resistance. Just like always pushing up against resistance.
Yes. And then the other layers to this really are food and then spirituality. And these are huge layers because our nervous system, so intimacy happens in the body. The ability to be present with someone, to be connected, you need your central nervous system and your brain to be healthy in order to do that. Otherwise, if you have ADD, if you're distracted, if you're nervous, if you're having a panic attack, if you're upset or you feel sick, anyone with chronic illness will know it's very hard. It's basically impossible to meditate or do yoga or have an intense conversation with someone. It's literally too much on an irritated nervous system that's handling too many toxins, too much pathogen overload. The brain is overheating with metal. So we're literally fed a diet that, again, encourages us to not have healthy bodies that are capable of being present. And then we identify and think it's our fault. Oh, we're just bad. Or we're dumb. No. Or we're not worthy. So we're not given a chance, even just with our physical vessel. Our physical body isn't taken care of. And then on top of that, you've got the spiritual piece. So you've got really real spiritual elements that are messing with everyone's clarity and energy field and ability to communicate clearly. We have so many different layers of things against us. So it's amazing that humans are so resilient and loving, even still, with everything against us. We are trying so hard to connect and survive and form relationships and follow our dreams and our ways. And we're just tripping over all these very real obstacles.
Yes, absolutely. Oh, man. So I wanted to talk to you about the intersection of sexual intimacy and religion.
Oh, yeah.
/ spirituality.
Yes.
So all growing up, I was raised in a very conservative religion and was taught that my body is a temple and that I should save sex for marriage. And from a very young age, I was encouraged to not embrace my sexuality in a positive way. It was a really difficult thing when I got married and I was essentially just told to flip the switch. It's like, we're just going to completely shut off this entire part of your life. I got married at 22. I was so young. But for 22 years, we're just going to shut this off. And now the floodgates are open. So go ahead. I had such a complex and difficult relationship. And it had nothing to do with my husband and everything to do with me and my view of my body, the way that I viewed myself. Every time my husband and I tried to get intimate, I would pull away and so offended. How would you think that we were just always missing each other, right? It wasn't until I went through trauma that I realized that was something that had to be healed within me, because I felt so confused about sexuality because I had never explored it. I never was given the opportunity to explore it. And here I was reconstructing that part of myself, and I'm still not perfect. Absolutely not. But I realized that intimacy started with myself. There was a quote that I saw on your website that I want to read. And I want you to talk more about it, but it says, "The love you long for isn't out there. It's built from within." And I resonate with that because I, for so many years, did not love myself because of, number one, being raised, you know, to shut off all of that. And then the added layer of being a woman. So being criticized for being sexual as a woman. And then the also added layer of being a plus size woman. And so I just had so many, and then you talked about food as well. I was on and off a diet my whole life and hated my body for so many years and hated my just everything. And I eventually had to look at myself and just say, you're the problem, right? It's like, you have to be the one to love yourself. So I want you to speak to that just a little bit as well.
Thank you so much for sharing. It's so powerful. So many will resonate because these are the unspoken weights that we all carry. Everyone is carrying this in one form or another, and it's not getting spoken to. So how right. Beautiful. Yes. And I love that awakening happened within you, as it did for me too, that no one is going to come rescue you, and the best partner in the world can't do it for you. I want so badly to convey the message to women everywhere that it is not your fault. Like, no matter how broken you feel, there are so many layers of darkness and obstacles against you that were never your fault. And yet, it's only we that we can use our free will to change it. no one else can change it. And so it's not fair that it was done to us in all these ways. However, it is up to us to rise. It's up to us to do the work in order to unfold those layers and heal those wounds. And it is absolutely within our power. And the help is here. That's the encouragement. But I love that you just speak so beautifully to that as a state before we heal and before we awaken. We're like, what is wrong with us? Like, I feel so broken. This has to be me, because if it's not just one relationship, it's going to keep happening.
Right. Well, speaking, like going off of that, I knew that me being plus size wasn't the problem because my husband loves my body exactly how it is. I knew that food wasn't the problem either, because every time I lost weight and got skinnier, I still wasn't happy, right? And it's just like whenever I would pull back the curtain and try and blame it on something or someone or whatever, it always came back to me and like what I needed to work on. Like I said earlier, trauma was that catalyst of, okay, the way that I'm operating in life is not working anymore. And so something has to change. My journey to healing with my sexuality actually isn't deep at all, because all growing up, talking about sex, sexuality was so heavy. Nobody wanted to talk about it. And if we did, it felt forbidden and, you know, or dirty or whatever. Like, it just always felt like I could never really talk about it. And then I don't know if you've ever heard of this book. A book was recommended to me, and I honestly didn't finish the book because the part of the book that I read, like, it was all I needed. But the book is called Come As You Are. Have you heard of that book? I'll have to send it to you, and I can link it in the show notes. But it's basically this lady who has done research in women's health and sexuality, and she's spent her entire career studying it. Something she said that completely changed my life is she said, everybody has a body. Like, I know you think that you're special and that you're different, but it's just like, we all have bodies, we all have sex, and we are human and we are sexual beings. And her putting it so simply, I was like, yeah, like, why is this such a big deal? And then something actually this year that has been really healing for me, I don't know if you've ever watched Sex and the City. Yeah, I had never seen it before. My sister-in-law, and she's probably listening to this, so thanks, Fernanda, for the suggestion. But she told me to watch Sex and the City. And if any of you have seen it, it's a show about sex, but it's in such a light way and just funny. I had never experienced that type of liberation in regards to sexuality. And so I would just like be laying in my bed and giggling, and it just made it so freeing for me to just feel like it's all fine. Like, we're all going to be fine. And I don't know how we can relate that back to everything, but I'm just so grateful for people like you that are talking about these things, because I think for me, I feel like that. Hi, my beautiful friends. After connecting, hearing your stories, and listening to your challenges, I've come to realize that we all share the same experience. We're stuck in the same cycle, operating on autopilot, stressed and burnt out, yet long for an aligned, fulfilling life. We want an escape plan from all these draining roles and businesses so we can take a break to redefine our unique version of success and well-being. What if you gave yourself permission to shut out the noise and focus on where your inner voice is calling you? I am so excited to introduce what I've been quietly creating for you. Welcome to Rebrand Your Life and Career. join our 6-week virtual group coaching program and community designed to help you pivot your career guided by your intuition. This is a sacred space for you to take a break from your obligations, to understand what you want and how your intuition is going to get you there. Over the 6 weeks, you will rebrand your life and career on your terms by intuitively defining your purpose, vision, values, and a manifestation board to serve as your compass for life and career moving forward. Create your career pivot plan so you can change roles, switch industries, start or expand your business, get more education or training, or build something completely new. Find comfort in community by leaning on others who deeply relate to you, can cheer you on, and develop beautiful, lasting friendships. You can wait for certainty, or you can create it. This isn't about reinventing your identity. It's about coming home to it. Click the link in the show notes or visit amberplant.com to enroll. I can't wait to experience this journey with you. Was just a massive hole in my heart for so long that really just needed to be healed. And a big part of this podcast as well that I talk about is intuition. And so whenever I was feeling resistant toward anything sexual or embracing my sexuality, whenever I felt resistant, I just knew that that was my intuition saying, like, this isn't right. Like, you shouldn't feel guilty for this. You shouldn't suppress yourself. You shouldn't do this. You shouldn't do that. Whereas all growing up, all I did was suppress it, right? I want to go off of what you said about talking to women everywhere, that you should give yourself permission to explore whatever feels good to you. And I think the issue comes when we place morality on people and their choices, and just learning to trust that everybody can manage their own selves, right? Their own emotions, their own intimacy. You can manage yours, and that we all can just trust that everybody can live for themselves and do what makes them feel good, because maybe something I do feels uncomfortable to someone else and vice versa. And that's okay. It makes us who we are, right? And we have to embrace it. And so that took me 30 years of my life to figure out, but I'm so happy that I don't every single day just have this dead weight of, oh, like, I need to figure out myself. I need to figure out my sexuality, because I am just so sick of it always coming back to my sexuality. But really, like, it was my problem the whole time, right?
Well, yeah, when it's in your body, again, yes, it's up to us to take the steps to start to unwind and start to heal. Only we can use our free will to heal. No one can do it for us. I like that you speak to the suppression piece that happens with so many people. Not everybody. Some people open this up very young and they're not suppressed and they have the same traumas and issues, or they have different flavors of it later on. And then there's others, usually because of the religious piece, is very suppressed and then it opens, right? But one way or the other, the conversations need to be had, and the sexuality conversation begs to be continually brought to brighter light. Because there's levels and layers. On my journey, I was on the suppressed side, like you. And then when I started studying it and really taking on my responsibility to learn the practices and really do the work with myself, not with partners, myself, that goes back to that, the quote that it's all here. Like, you have to start partnering yourself so that you can partner someone else. And that we see in the dance world and we see everywhere else. Like, you can't lean all over someone, expect them to do it for you. Partnering is very active. But there are limitations and levels to every step of this. The rabbit hole goes deep. And sexuality goes very deep because sexuality is highly advanced embodiment. Sexuality you can think of as sacred energy exchange. Sex, SES, sacred energy exchange. And the level of awareness and embodiment that you bring to your sexual encounters is so powerful. It's unbelievably powerful, right? Like this energy, it creates people. It turns God into thing. Like this is very powerful. And to step into it naively is also dangerous. And it's unfortunate that the religions put all of this like, no, don't even touch it. All they do is suppress it and keep the trauma just building under the surface. Then it can open. And now we re-traumatize ourselves with all sorts of things, playing with playing with energies we don't understand in our bodies. And we don't understand what's happening with all of it. And then we can go re-traumatize ourselves. And so the healing of it is multi-level and multi-stage. And I think just opening the initial conversations, like you speak to so beautifully, Amber, like I just needed to make this okay to talk about because the incredible shame that is in us, us women will carry the shame and the sexual journey differently than men. Some overlaps, but if you're a heterosexual person wanting to be in a relationship with men and the way men are trained in their sexuality is rather frightening. And how they grow up and how they are conditioned in their brain and all of that. It's a lot to peel apart. So if there is anything that I would convey, it's, as we've been saying, you absolutely can come into right relationship with this. You own your sexuality. You own your body. This is a deeply sacred aspect of who you are, and it deserves your time and priority. It deserves your guarding. It deserves your skilled usage of it, not just to be thrown around and not to be totally denied, but to be well partnered. And that there are just so many layers to the healing that are so beneficial to you, your partners, the world, everyone.
Okay, so let's talk about, in response to what you were talking about, let's talk about the woman who is listening or the man who's listening right now that wants to start this healing journey. And I want you to talk really specifically that it's not just about sexuality, right? That it's healing intimacy within ourselves and all these other areas. So I'd love to hear where they could start, or I know you have resources as well, and maybe give your insight into that.
Yes. Where you start is willingness. Willingness to be brave, willingness to look within. And if you're willing, the world is there for you. That's the first step. And often, as I think you and I have both alluded to, people approach this work after some kind of opening. Unfortunately, some sort of break, either a breakup, a divorce, a death, something where there is a, you know, life gets upset and you realize, whoa, like there needs to be a change. You know, you're saying in your life, and I had mine too, where it's like, I can't keep going like this. I've reached an edge. If any of your listeners are at that place and they're like, yeah, I really need to do my work right now. I realize I can't be pleasing others. I can't be constantly searching for something outside of myself. And you are willing, that you're set. You're perfect. You're ready. Like that's the readiness and the willingness. If you think that it's something you can just dip your toes in, or, oh, just get some like better sex tips, or, you know, I don't know, learn how to just give a better blowjob, or, you know, please him more. And then it's like, this is not the space. Like sacred intimacy and embodiment healing,
that just screams culture.
Yeah. There's no quick fix to this one.
That is coded in culture and not intimacy, right?
When you are ready to cultivate the deepest love affair of your life, the deepest love story you can imagine, that is your intimacy healing. You go within I would love to write on my business card that I am a marriage counselor of the soul. You know, when you are ready to come into alignment with the depth of who you are, with the soul in you, and to meet your body and to work with your body and not against your body, and to awaken to feeling some of the wounds that you've gone through in order to heal them, and to bring in the support nutritionally, the support through a sisterhood for women here, for men, it's support through other men, healing that relationship with other men. All of these elements are so needed to your healing. So that's what I would speak to for the person that's like, well, I need to do this. I'm like, if you want it and you're ready to prioritize it, it's there for you. That's so exciting.
Yeah, I could talk all day about the marriage between your body and your soul, because that truly was, like I said before, my entire podcast is about trusting your intuition. But I just think that that was really the turning point for me of when I listened to my higher self, my intuition, and what it is saying, like what that connection feels. I feel 100% in alignment with myself and who I am, right? Instead of saying, you know, well, this person said this thing and, you know, maybe I should do this, or it's shutting out all the noise, right? Like we were talking about the conditioning, the culture, the just everything around you, even social media, just all these things that are just constantly barking at you to be and do a certain way, and shutting out all the noise and coming back to yourself and asking your intuition, your true self, what is best for me? You don't have to tell everybody what's best for you, right? You can just learn to honor what you're being guided to do, and over time, you will heal. And I just feel like, and I've said this on my podcast before, I went to therapy for 2.5 years and nothing clicked for me until I added that intuition piece. Because we can ask for advice. We could spend the rest of our lives researching the perfect ideal life, the perfect business, the perfect career, the perfect family, the perfect place to live, whatever, and the perfect intimate partner. But until we really get down and really open to being intimate with who we are, right? And intimate with our soul, we're just never going to get anywhere. And I know there's a whole other religious trauma piece of people feeling jaded toward spirituality or religion because there's so many rules and they've had religious trauma and all of that. But the clarity came for me when I realized that the universe and the God that was portrayed in religion did not match up with the entity, the God, the thing that I was interfacing with my entire life. Because when I would be intimate with myself, God or universe or whatever was never like coming down on me being like, you're bad, you're bad, you're bad. It was me saying that, right? It was me and my conditioning saying, I was taught not to do this, so it's bad, right? But it was always that force and whatever you believe in, if it's a God, if it's a universe, if it's a quantum energy, whatever you believe, it's that force that is going to guide you to where you need to go. And I am just, I don't know where I'm going with that. But I just wanted to say that things will start to pick up for you when, A, like Emily, you just said, that you decide that you're ready. And the second piece is that you're open to trusting yourself and your soul and where it's guiding you. And I think there's anxiety in that because a lot of the things my intuition has guided me to do have a huge shock factor, asking me to quit my job and friendships. And there's just so many things that I've been guided to do, but it's brought me to a place of self-love, right? And intimacy with others. It's almost as if I've like turned away my old life and have begun a new one. And it's so hard to describe into words, but I know you feel the same way.
Yeah, I love that. It is such a courageous act to rebrand your life. And I would love to speak and just bring out this truth that in the beginning, when you awaken to this, you're willing. Frankly, your intuition is really damaged. When you have a lot of unhealed parts, you have a lot of wounds, our conscious mind is brainwashed in so many ways, our body is toxic, we have other conscious elements within us. It's not our fault, again, that we're not deeply connected to our center. It's like a muscle we've never had to use, and it's gone lazy and it's gotten toxified and poisoned. However, there is something in every human being, in every cell of our bodies. It's something that's unbreakable. It's a knowing of our soul. There's something that awakens, or like a popcorn kernel that pops within all of us. There is a certain moment where we're just like,
can't do this anymore.
No more. Like, I deserve better. When you get to that point where you're like, I'm lost, I don't even know, I'm scared, but I deserve more, you're ready. You're ready. You're not there yet. You may still have a pretty like, I don't know about that intuition. It's going to get stronger. But you can always access that part of you that says, this isn't right. I deserve better. And I'm going to find my way, and I'm going to go on that hero's journey to get there. And then I would say at that point, I would be, to the best of your ability, go find people that feel good to you. Go find mentors that feel like they have something that I want, right? And it's a journey, you know, you'll continue to grow through them, but it's so important on this journey of healing to step by step, find community, find mentors that can mirror back to you the truth of who you really are and where you're going and who you're becoming. Because when you start it, you probably have community around you that doesn't do that for you. You probably have friends that are more superficial and don't know how to hold you well in your truth. So then you get used to just warping and, you know, family. So, but there are people that genuinely can call you forward and show you a clearer mirror. No, this is who you are. This is where you're going, and help you. Like, we need this so much when we're healing. We can't do it alone. And I wanted to bring that into this space too. And that's such a beautiful thing your podcast does, is you're giving people a clearer mirror to say, you know, it's okay if you feel this. This is not who you are. You are so much more beautiful. There's so much more in you, and it's important.
Yes, it's so important. And I agree with you. It's so hard when I hear people that say, I went to, you know, a coach, or I started working with a mentor, and they're just shoehorning me into this system, or that could even relate to a job or a friendship. It doesn't matter what it is, but you always want to have people in your life, like you said, that are guiding you back to who you are. And this is something that I've really struggled with and has been hard for me, is a lot of my relationships that I've had in the past are pre-trauma. And so when you talk with people around you, maybe like, I don't know, I'm just making up examples, like an old college friend or someone from high school or somebody that you went to church camp with or whatever, it's when these types of people, or even people close in your life, when they expect you to be the same, right? Your past self. And it is so hard to break away from those relationships, like you were saying, that are going to keep you small, right? And it's that the people that have the same views, the same opinions, the same thoughts, they talk about the same things. It's really hard to be in those environments because it's like, no, like I want, and I say level up, but it's what you said earlier. It's like you're choosing yourself, right? Like you're choosing embodiment, you're choosing intimacy with yourself and others, and you're choosing trusting your intuition over what other people's opinions are saying or insinuating or what your culture's saying. And it's really hard. And I've been on this journey. Like, and I just want to say that you are so strong and so powerful when you can come outside and you're brave. And I should say that you are a very brave person to say, I don't fit here anymore. This doesn't feel like me anymore. My intuition is guiding me to rebrand my life, start a different life, whatever. And maybe it doesn't need to be that drastic, right? And me, in my case, like I already had a baby and I was married and I love my husband. So, you know, I'm still technically living the same life, but my relationships and the way I operate and everything is different now because I'm choosing to be in relationships and also with my podcast as well. I get to meet amazing women like you, Emily, that I just feel like the universe is just like sending directly to me. And that's what I love about podcasts is you can listen and you can expand your mind in ways. Okay, Emily, are there any final thoughts that you would like to share with us before we go?
My final thoughts are honestly just that I am honoring everyone listening to this and tuning into this conversation. It is bigger and more meaningful than you may even be able to wrap your mind around. This is really important healing to your own body, to your heart, and to everyone in your world. And when you are going through this healing journey, you realize this is really the way to serve everyone in your life the best, is to take care of yourself and prioritize yourself and be brave to go on that journey within. And you're doing it. If you're listening to this, if you're on that healing path, I'm just giving you the biggest high five and honoring your own journey and honoring everybody doing this work and people like you, Amber, that are giving voice to these sometimes difficult topics.
And the last thing I wanted to say as well is you don't realize how interconnected everything is. And so when you kind of tackle one area in your life and then it reveals another area in your life that you need to work on. But just know that none of us are ever, like, the goal here is not to be perfect. Never are we here to be perfect, but we are here to get closer and closer to being more authentic and in alignment with who we are. And so if that is always your goal, and to find joy and happiness here, then you're on the right track.
Totally. That is the fine print of healing, that you think you're just going to be beaming with love and light, which, you know, yes, you have your moments of, but this journey is really about developing the capacity to hold more love. And in order to develop that capacity, you feel more of the pain. They go hand in hand. You can't have deeper love without moving through deeper pain. That what we want to support ourselves and others in doing is giving each other the support so that you can do that in a friendly way and not make it all worse. When you have the right support, like you were speaking to earlier, when you have the community, you have the right support coming in, then you are able to release and let go of those weights and you transform. And healing and transformation is completely possible. And it is honestly very new to this planet and this culture at large, but it is possible to awaken, to heal, to live the life that you know deep in your being you're meant for. And to live the love that you know you're meant for. That is real.
Yep. And love is just a byproduct of you going on your, you know, your journey, your self-love journey, your healing journey. And when you can love yourself, you can hold that capacity to love more and love others for who they are. And it's so beautiful. So thank you so much, Emily. I just feel like that was just the perfect encapsulation of everything that we talked about today. So before we go, I wanted to ask how my listeners can find you, as well as I know you're releasing something exciting this fall that I would love for you to talk about.
Yes. So my home base right now is on Instagram. You can find me on IG. The handle is emily.masteryinlove. So my last name is Wehrman. It's hard to remember, but Mastery in Love is something you can search for and find me that way. So on Instagram, I'm also on Facebook, Emily Mastery in Love. I'm on YouTube. I just got on TikTok, which is a little painful, but there too. So I'm on the regular social networks, and you can find me there, or my website is emilywehrman.com. And I'm sure Amber will have all that in the show notes. So you can contact me and my team there. And then, yeah, this fall, I'm super excited because I am releasing a beta training for a small select group of founding members that are, it's for women. It's a women's training. And is really the culmination of 20 years of embodied training on my end and all the different kinds of ways I have taught embodied intimacy, all the way back from my dance teaching and working in women's circles and embodiment and sexual healing, all its different things, all coming together in really the best of the best that is now available to women worldwide. So it will be a 10-week group coaching program. There's 12 women that I will invite in. And we're going to basically move through different levels of embodiment training. So there's going to be a lot of community support, very interactive sisterhood support. There's going to be weekly live calls where we move through different practices and talk about why we get all these blocks and wounds in intimacy, and really step into the work of how we start to slowly and gently open ourselves, open our voice, use your body to get really intimate with yourself, to heal that intimacy there. It is about embodied intimacy, like we practiced. It's not straight up about sex, although there is a module in there about sacred sexuality for sure. And my work, it really does combine that embodiment work with medical medium information. And we didn't talk too much about it, but medical medium information is a whole body of very new work to the planet that is nutritionally and spiritually oriented to help raise consciousness and to help clean the body of toxins. And that is very much a part of my work. If you're new to medical medium information, you can absolutely still step into this container. It's for beginners and for people that are more familiar with that information, but it really approaches intimacy healing very holistically from the inside out and the outside in. So yes, if you're interested in that, then you can send me a message, send me an email. There's a priority interest list for that that is built, and I'm about ready. The doors open for that at the end of the month. So
yay!
Very excited.
Well, I am so excited for you to launch that, because I felt so many times, especially during when I was trying to heal my sexuality and figure my shit out, I was like, do I just need to like go to a retreat, or how do I even start? And so I think just bringing somebody into the space and where every single woman there is wanting the same result. I just feel like that will be so powerful. So I am so excited for you, and you'll have to let me know how it goes.
Yeah, thank you. It's really true. I know you and I both do this work really for a similar reason, that when we needed this, we couldn't find it in this way. And so it is our pleasure and passion to bring this kind of work to people so that they have a place to be held. And my gosh, like, I just would have saved myself years of mistakes and tripping if I would have had a container like this to step into, to be gently given the tools and the proper support and to be seen. Like, it's such deeply sacred work. And it's also, it's just fun. It's fun to be finally in a place where you can let your hair down and you don't have to be perfect, and you can have a space to express what's really there. And it's the most magical stuff, and it's deep. So in order to even get near it, you have to be open and ready and somewhere near this realm, which again is why I say if people are listening to this, they're right there.
Exactly. Yes. Well, I feel like as well with women coming in, it's like this is your 10-week incubator, right? To really accelerate your healing. And I mean, that is such a gift. My healing journey was about almost 4 years. And it was really just me struggling to figure out what to do. And I really wish that I would have found somebody like you or some type of container where I could be held, like you were saying, because we just need that. I am so excited for you.
We needed to heal. And everybody is at a different place. Some people will realize that they really just need to connect with themselves. They can lucidly admit that. Others are like, they will come to me and say, Emily, I want this amazing partnership. I want the man, you know, how do I get the partner? And they want the partner. And I always tell people, well, when you step into this work, I can pretty much guarantee you will have a partner. Like, if you want a partner, you don't have one, you step into this work, you'll have a partner. It's happened over the years. I cannot tell you. It's like you start to do the work with yourself, you become magnetic, your outside world changes. That doesn't mean I necessarily recommend it. Like, when you start doing the work, you probably don't want the partner right away. You really need to like take the time to develop that relationship with yourself. And these kinds of healing spaces are just that. It's an invitation to step into a deeper relationship with yourself and really gain a strong center so you are empowered. My beta training is called The Empowered Feminine, because I want women to know in their core how to partner people in conscious relationships, how to partner themselves. And that does take training and practice to be, oh, I'm at the risk of triggering someone, to be a high quality woman, a high quality partner. Nothing to do with our soul identity, we're all beautiful, but to partner at a higher level, it does take some work. Anything worth having, it takes training and it takes really good mentorship and really good community, and it's worth it. So if that is something that people are after, whether you step into mine or anybody else, it doesn't matter. Just go do the work and go love. Life is too short.
Okay, Emily, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. And I will link all of her information, obviously, in the show notes. Thank you again. This was such a great conversation.
You're so welcome. Thank you so much for having me, Amber.
Yes, of course. Okay, everybody, we'll see you next time. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for listening. I hope the message you heard today was exactly what you needed. Your feedback means the world and helps more people find the show. If you loved the episode, send me a DM. I would love to connect with you and learn more about your journey. If you haven't already, subscribe, leave a star review, and comment wherever you listen. Just a reminder, until next time, The universe has led you here to remember who you are and where your divine intuition is begging you to go.